Well, to the trauma of another war, the horrors of former prisoners who survived the death camps and ghettos of Europe after World War II were documented in dozens of recorded interviews by a psychologist from Chicago who visited and then recorded survivors. David Boder's recordings are among the earliest testimonies from Holocaust survivors. But long missing from this collection was a reel of songs just recently discovered at the University of Akron in Ohio. And David C. Barnett of Here Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream reports that this music tells a story you might not expect.
John Endres gingerly threads a thin silver strand of wire through a machine that will reproduce some sounds unheard for decades.
1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
It runs much like a reel-to-reel tape player, if you remember those.
Endres is a media specialist at the University of Akron. He was part of a project to reconstruct a working wire playback machine and digitize some recordings made by psychologist David Boder over 70 years ago.
One of Boder's areas of interest was his work on the measurement of trauma.
That's David Baker. He's executive director of the university's Cummings Center for the History of Psychology. He says Boder got a grant in 1946 to interview Holocaust survivors. Those recordings were later copied and archived at the Cummings Center, the Library of Congress, and the National Holocaust Museum. But the collection wasn't complete.
Scholars were telling us that there was a missing reel. There was a reel of songs that were sung to Boder by Holocaust survivors after the war. And people were looking for that reel. We had a box of reels, and scholars would ask from time to time, do you know what's on those? And we had to say, no, we don't.
But now they do.
We are reproducing on this spool a set of songs that have been recorded at a colony of displaced persons.
David Baker says the recent discovery of this long-missing reel of songs in the Cummings Center archives has sparked worldwide interest.
Ich bin in Polen. Ich heiße Gute Frank.
Two of the songs were sung by a woman named Gute Frank. One song they translated for us, Our Village is Burning.
Es brennt, Brüder, es brennt.
She introduced this song to Boder, indicating the composer's daughter would sing this song in basements in the Krakow ghetto to inspire the people to rebel against and resist the Nazis. In singing the song, she changed the lyric from "Our village is burning" to "The Jewish people are burning."
For prisoners who had no means of writing down and preserving what was happening to them, they could sing songs about it to each other and pass the stories down in an oral tradition. University of Sydney researcher Joseph Toltz studies the music of the Holocaust, and in this specialized field, he's heard it all.
This was taken up and became a beloved song that traveled around the entire Yiddish-speaking world, even into America and other places.
Toltz is particularly impressed with the clarity of the Akron recordings.
This is a technology that is 60, 70 years old and completely outdated, and that they've done it in such a way that has brought a completely new quality to the sound that is sort of trapped in these wire recorders.
Cummings Center Director David Baker says it was a powerful experience to finally hear these sounds.
It's a bit like hearing the voice of a ghost. Here are voices that have been silent for 70 years, and all of a sudden, they're singing, and they're singing to us.
And they're due to sing to an even larger audience. The plan is for the Boder recordings to be featured in a special exhibit when a new National Museum of Psychology opens on the Akron campus later this year. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.